Hello.
Hi, Daniel.
Yeah.
This is John with Local Splash there. How are you?
Hey, good man. Are you?
Hey, not bad over here. Not bad. It's been a little bit since we spoke a little bit, so pulling up to your account right now and looking at a few things. I was told by my colleague to reach out to you that you wanted to speak with me as well, so here I am. Wanted to see if I can address anything that I can help you out with here.
Yeah. I asked the team to wait for me to give them the website.
There's
been some kind of revisions with the developer, and but I get calls every day about the same thing, and it's a little bit annoying, man.
Oh no. Okay. I am seeing, you know, us contacting you here as well too. I want to make sure that, you know, we're taking care of everything in a timely manner as well too. But Daniel, I mean, having that website out there, it does make a difference for you too. We do want to make sure you're set up for success, you know, and money not going wasted. Do you know how long until that revisions will be finished for the website?
Yeah. I told them since yesterday that it was going to be Wednesday. So to hold off communications and hold off everything until Wednesday. And then, the girl that told me today said that the campaign was already running and that, yeah. So it was kind of like, okay, well, first, you just need to call me one person or text me one person because you are not communicating with each other. And the other thing is that, you know, you call me during business hours and during business hours, well, I'm not sleeping. I'm doing this. So,
I try
to pick up. Yeah, I try to pick up when I can. But then also you send me emails and then you also send me texts. And it's kind of like, okay, well, yeah.
Let's do this. I'll put in a special request as well to you know, as far as time frame, Daniel, I know you're traveling a lot as well too. From the last I remember, you know, speaking different areas, you know, Denver. Sometimes you're out of the country. So, is there a good time frame, or and also a best way to contact you so that way we're not bombarding with texts, emails, calls, and especially at the wrong time during working hours too.
Yeah, if you need to call me, it will be better if it's between 7 and 8 a.m. or if it's after 5, but I don't know if you work at those. If it needs to be during business, it can be through text or email, but not both if possible. And when it comes to time frame, I told them, you know, there was a holiday in Sweden and the programmer is from Sweden, so we have to wait for him to finish some things. And I told him, like, okay, well, if the campaign is dependent on having the website, let's hold it off until Wednesday. And then I got a call on Monday telling me that the campaign was already running and then they didn't have a website. And I was like, no, it shouldn't be running. We already agreed to this. The website is not ready.
Right.
And then they called me today and also sent me an email and also sent me a message, I think. No, today wasn't a message, I'm sorry. So, yeah, it's kind of like that end of things. As feedback, it sounds weird that I get calls saying, like, we're doing our job. It's kind of like, yeah, well, I assume so.
Well, we better be doing our job. Yes, sir. Well, no. Hey, you know, jokes aside here, you know.
I'm up an asshole. I just want to kind of, hopefully you can help.
I will definitely make sure of that, sir. You know, of course, our team just wants to make sure they, you know, they keep that communication, let you know we're not doing nothing either. You know what I mean? Like, even if we're waiting on a website, we're still going to be making sure that, you know, we're putting hard work into this, you know. And earning your business. But I already wrote notes on here, anytime from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., you know, only a call, right? And then during business hours, it's only going to be a text message. But I'm going to try to keep it as minimalistic as possible for that. Now, as far as website, please reach out to us however you need to let us know that the website is done so we can showcase that bad boy, right? I mean, we want to make sure that that's out there, showing to the public. With the Google ads, things like that, I mean, we get that done pretty darn quick. So, are we still okay to keep moving forward with that as far as the ads? Cause I know that it'll probably be finished with and coming out between the end of this week, maybe beginning of the next week at latest, but.
Oh, it's just that's kind of like the other thing, you know. I get different versions of where you're at depending on the person that I speak to, because they told me the Google Ad campaign is ready, but we cannot launch it because we don't have the website. And I said, okay, well, yeah, no worries. Give me a second for this guy to have the website ready, and we launch it. And then I don't remember if it was today or one of the other calls, but somebody told me, the campaign is already running and there is no website people can link to, so those ads are going to waste. And I was like, okay, so which campaign is on? Yeah, the campaign is on, but the Google Ads campaign isn't. And I was like, okay, I don't understand that. Can John call me? So that was it.
No. Clarify everything on here. We're working through it. We're not reliant on a website on there. But a website does help you in that sense to, you know, for customers to say, okay, you can make a decision to call you. Right, you can have a great ad out there, and if not fully all on board, or let's, for example, I mean, just being way out there, okay? But if you have a Google ad with no phone number to contact you or a way to contact, then it's no good, right? Same thing, you might be missing something. It can make a difference. So same thing with this. That's all. They just want to make sure they're doing everything, once again, at 100%. And we're never going to give it 50% one day, 30% the other day. You know what I mean? We want to make sure every single time we're doing our job on that one. As far as the website, if you're going to have it now, you said by Wednesday, meaning by tomorrow or by next Wednesday?
Tomorrow.
By tomorrow. Oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah. Wow. That was awesome. All right. Well, calling the right time. So I'll do this then, sir. I'll put in, notes here as far as the hours still. I got that already. I'll hit send to everyone on this account. And then I'll have one person, as far as the Google ads, probably, if it's all right with you, reach out to you by tomorrow, and that way they can go over, you know, as far as the website with you, put in the ad if you like. I mean, just to make sure that that's smooth, because I already know that if we're going to put that through for it, I want to make sure they're on point, if that's all right with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But to make sure then the campaign, the Google Ads campaign is ongoing or it isn't, because...
It's ongoing, meaning we're working on everything, right? Does that mean that it's going to be out there right now? No. Right. Yeah. And that's why I'm saying by tomorrow, if you have your website up, I'll have the right person to talk to you tomorrow regarding your Google ads. And then she will know everything what to do from there. She will take care of that very well. So, okay.
Sounds good. And the changes on the Google Business Profile that haven't gone through, what one can we do about those? Because the, that number, it's my number, but the company's number hasn't been verified. Is there some way you can talk with somebody on Google, being partners with them, and kind of like asking them to check it manually so that, you know,
I will address that right away. Yeah, let me put that in there. So you mentioned the phone number is the incorrect phone number that's on the Google Business Profile to get verified. Is that right?
Yeah, and there's a few things that need verifying. You know, you changed the primary category to flooring, and then the second as painter. The number and the business hours also, because we're open 24/7 with this answering service. And I believe that's all. But you know, I think that if you're a Google Premier Partners or something like that, surely you have a contact within the company, and perhaps you can review directly instead of depending on a machine that's gonna take apparently up to 30 days to verify this information.
It's not gonna take that long, sir. Verification. But I mean, what you're mentioning far as phone number. The type of services that you want to be constantly found for, things like that, I want to make sure that's addressed right away. So I'll put that all in here for a specific – I'll have a specific someone talk to you tomorrow. I believe she'll be able to handle all of it. And if not, she'll be able to direct you to the right persons afterwards to make those adjustments right away. You won't have to explain yourself, talk to a couple people, okay, just one person.
That'd be great, yeah.
Okay, so I'll just put that your GBP needs it. GBP meaning Google Business Profile will need some attention here, far as the services, making sure that's on point. Also, the time frame and phone number, right?
Yeah, I think so. So it's, let me, I can actually see. Oh, shit, this is right. So it's the category. So right now we are painters and decorators. So they changed it to flooring, contractor, and painting, I guess, depending on the jobs that I told them we wanted. Then the number is also pending. The website is also pending. I don't know if that's holding everything up because the machine is kind of trying to access the site and it can't. Location and the counties, the girl that helped me with the onboarding or the technical part of things, she said it would be better to break it down by counties instead of just all of Houston.
I agree.
And then the hours. So that's all that requires verification, maybe also because it's a lot of it that is taking their time.
I put it in here for right now. I'm like, I know, as you know, I know a lot about it, but they are the experts on it. If they say, and especially like county, go by counties instead of just all of Texas, then I agree with that, you know, hands down. Again, we want to make sure we're doing it right by the book, but also making sure that it works well to tailor to your company too. Okay. So we're finding a happy medium and that's what we're here for. Right. So, okay. Well, I put in this notes here and that will be addressed tomorrow. Is there a specific time tomorrow that you might have available for to give you a call so I can put that in there around the time frame?
If you can call me about an hour before than you did today, that'd be good.
Okay.
I'm not
an hour before. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. I love how we're going by that. All right, sir. I'll put it in here right now for that special request, and then that way I can reach out. All right? It's always good talking to you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
You're most welcome. All right, sir. You take care. Bye-bye.